Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today is August 5th, 2020 and we are here in Israel, the Holy Land, the only Holy Land in the whole world, holding still to see what is happening across the world. Lebanon yesterday had a very horrible explosion, an explosion that brings so many questions to the table, and the world leaders needs to take care of it. We have to ask, what is happening there? Last week, I asked help for Lebanon to help with the famine, with the poor economy. Sure, they send somebody to just talk to them and give them some more condition. Not an help, condition. But now, today, after the major explosion, they are notifying, actually, they are looking close and they see what disaster Lebanon is in shape. You know, it's amazing what happened. This Lebanon that suffers so much, and today that we are commemorating 75 years to the Hiroshima bomb, everybody felt the chill. What happened then should never happen again. And Lebanon had to suffer consequence of negligence of the world leaders to take care of business, negligence of world leaders to take action against a terrorist organization that kidnapped a whole country just because she's a proxy of Iran. In the next segment, we have, God willing, an expert that will talk to us about what's going on. But it's more important for you to remember that it's all about us. Israel willing to help. She asks to help, and by no means we are going to do what we can to assist, you know, this devastation. America is by their side, and they know that it's something that needs to be taken care of. Trust President Trump that to do the right thing. Now, we're going to go to a break, when we're going to talk about it with our expert, and then we're going to talk about the condition in Israel and the world affair, and maybe we're going to congratulate all the good lovers of the world. So stay put. We'll be back after this.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today we have the honor and incredible pleasure to introduce to you again Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a lecturer at the Department of the Arab and research associate at the Begin Sadat Center at the University of Bar-Ilan, and this center is for strategic studies. Mordechai, welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure, Oli, to be
here. It's always a pleasure. Now that we had such an explosion in Lebanon yesterday, all the world is watching, and we are here waiting to see what's the opinion maker making out of it, because it's such a surprise, and nobody understood what this accumulation of massive chemicals were there. Can you enlighten us a little?
Well, the official story is that there was a storage or warehouse in the port, and this warehouse had some 2,750 tons of nitrates, which is a material which is used for agriculture, but it's very combustible, and it's very easy, therefore, to explode. And wow. Something happened, which they don't know, and it exploded. And this material was stored in this warehouse for more than 6 years. This is the official story.
Well, right.
I don't believe it. And I have some good reasons why not to believe that the cause for the explosion was this material. First of all, there were three explosions, at least. And you can see it on many video clips which were taken. The first one caused a gray column of smoke, which stayed in the air for a minute. Then the second one came and created a red column of smoke, which also remained in the air for a minute. And the third blast created a mushroom cloud, which lasted for 2 or 3 seconds only. So, evidently, at least three materials, different materials, were involved in these explosions in plural. Okay, so it's not one material, it's three materials. This is one thing. Second thing, this storage or this warehouse was in the front line, closest to the water.
Right.
And everyone who knows anything about how you run a port knows that the front storages or the front warehouses are used for short-term storage, right. 1 day, 2 days maximum. Because it's short distance, you don't have to drag the cargo long distance, and you just put it in, the next day comes a truck and takes it away. While for long-term storage, you use the back storage, so the back warehouse.
Right.
And this was, according to their claim, what they claim is that for 6 years, they put this cargo in a front warehouse. It's not how you run a place. It was, if it was there, it was in the back, not in the front.
Right.
Something else was in the front, much more maybe combustible or, tend to be to explode. Third thing is that the story about this nitrate material came first of all by Hezbollah, and this was less than an hour after the explosion. Already they knew, and who came with this? Hezbollah, not the government. Why? Why Hezbollah came out with this story first about the nitrate? Maybe Hezbollah wants to cover something else which was stored in that warehouse. Then we know that at least according to foreign media, Israel keeps attacking warehouses in the airport of Damascus whenever Hezbollah imports things which Israel doesn't want. What happened is that Hezbollah started to use ships instead of airplanes, and these ships come directly to Beirut harbor. And here are the warehouses are used for the same purpose which formerly the warehouses of Damascus Airport were used. Evidently, missiles, ammunition, explosives, and the most important here is fuel for missiles. And this fuel is very flammable, inflammable, Because it's very, very high octane, almost like acetone. Now, what happened is that yesterday it was a particularly hot day, and apparently one can with the fuel for the missile leaked, and the fumes touched the walls, and the walls are made of iron, very hot, could come in the August day, could come to 70 or 80 degrees. And this fuel burnt and blew up the whole place in a gradual way. First of all, the fuel, then other materials, and then other materials. And this actually... the body which brought these things into this warehouse was actually Hezbollah. And this is why Hezbollah came out with a nitrate version to cover the fact that they actually brought in other things which people do not like. This is apparently the story, the real story about what happened in Beirut. Now, I have a feeling that very, very few people in Lebanon believe the official story about nitrate.
Right.
Very few people believe it. And I have a good reason to believe that Hassan Nasrallah personally will be viewed as the responsible for this fiasco.
And right. He's been controlling Lebanon for way too long, and they are part, the majority in the government, and they cannot oust him in no way. But this is really a claim. This is the first time that we can claim that he's responsible for a massive, massive disaster. And I hope that the Lebanese government, the one that I decide, might do something, or the international court, like we are supposed to hear some news Friday about the killing of Hariri, which Hezbollah is responsible for.
It could be, but what I think, that if really I'm right and Nasrallah is viewed as personally responsible for this fiasco, maybe they will get rid of it in a way or another. It might be.
Yeah, it's about time, like, that the international. It's about time the international community will do something, you know. And I want to welcome all our friends from all around the globe, because they're listening to you. And Dr. Kedar is here to enlighten us about what the things might happen there. And instead of, you know, having something that was stored for 6 years in the front row of the port, it's actually something that might arrive recently. Now, I want to welcome all our friends from United States, from Israel, from Canada, United Kingdom, Mexico, Poland, Netherlands, Italia, Belgium, Vietnam, Argentina, Finland, and Germany. Dr. Kedar, talk to them. They need to know what's going on in the Middle East, and they need to know that Hezbollah needs to go. It's time for all of us together, you know, just claim back the right of the Lebanese people to have a normal life and get rid of this terrorist organization, a proxy of Iran.
No doubt. I couldn't phrase it better.
Thank you. It's amazing. We have 2 minutes, and I would like you to stay for the other side, if you wish, just to talk about what's the, you know, influence, because they mentioned 6 years, and they claim that it's been left there by a shipment that was sent from Zimbabwe. Just imagine. The 2014 was also a very important time where they evacuated the chemical weapon from Syria by Russia, help, and Germany. So I wonder if you have any thought about this coincidence of 6 years. I've been contemplating about it. I don't have any reason to believe that it's the same material that was stolen in those shipments, but it might be. Do you think you would like to stay and talk about it in the next segment?
I'm not sure I heard about it because I hear your voice very weak.
Oh, okay. So we're going to try to fix it, and we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Thank you.
The Tamar Yona Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yona. And yes, I can be all of those things. But at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yona Show.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I want to thank Dr. Kedar for joining us in the first session. We had some difficulty hearing him, so we let him go. But he actually exhausted the subject by him thinking that there is a three explosion from different kind of material, and that will be the answered by investigation probably of the Lebanese government. Now I know that we have a caller. Caller, good afternoon. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Fine, what about you?
I'm good, thank you. What's your name?
Isaac, I'm Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. Are you calling from New York?
Yes, right.
Wow, it's a crazy time out there too. Tell me what's on your mind. Talk to me.
Okay, I just want to say something about explosion in Beirut, and I think unfortunately Israel is behind this explosion because
I knew that you're gonna go that way. Sure. You think that Israeli will just do that. You know, Israel, even when they take somebody, they take it, you know, like a surgical. They don't do that. We're not animal. We don't do this sort of thing. And if you come with a propaganda to try to blame, again, Israel on everything, you know, good luck, you know. This is it. I'm done with this caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Guys, it's pathetic. How many times we can have the same routine? You got somebody like Hezbollah sitting in the border, taking hostage a whole country, making a proxy of a terrorist nation that Iran that tried to invade with so many countries. Like she's in Syria right now. She's actually in Iraq right now and trying to push the American forces from over there, and they want to blame Israel. And you know, Israel was in the standstill last week because Hezbollah promised us to do something, and we were on alert. We didn't start anything. We were good, and even we offer help. I offer them to to help them with food. And now we're offering to help them with humanitarian help assistance. And that's who we are. We are the Jewish people in the Holy Land. We don't do such things. And try to blame us for all the massive, massive disaster that you created in the Middle East. Go take it from Syria. Take it to Lebanon. Take it to Iraq. Take it to Iran. Take it to Yemen. Take it to any other place that Iran touch. It's all disastrous. And coming to blame it on us. And think about it. 6 years ago, for 2014, the Russian did a deal with America. You know, a good collaboration of major countries that come together to say, we're not going to crush to each other by sending troops like the Americans thought that they should do. They said, let's give the Russian the ability to take, evacuate those chemical weapons. And Russia did so. They passed it to Germany to dispense of it. And they said also that some of them was stolen. And I wonder if it's the same thing. The only issue is that it's in the front of the port. If it's in the front of the port, it means that it came recently. If not, they would find it in 6 years. Or, you know, there were no traffic at all in the port. I don't think so. And Lebanon is a country. I don't think that the port didn't use the front line of merchandise in all those 6 years. It will be really funny. And that Zimbabwe story about that shipment that arrived from there, and the man that was responsible went belly up and got to leave that merchandise behind. Yeah, that's even a more creative story. At least we can make a movie out of it. But to blame everything on Israel, well, what's new? It's always there. And this guy that called himself Isaac to get in the show, you know, he probably the other guy that calls himself Alex that come and hang up sometimes. I didn't give him the opportunity to do so because, you know, you learn from history. And if it's repeating itself, you better be prepared. And we are here, you know, thinking about what the world is going to look after the coronavirus and how we have so much to do with the economy. And Donald Trump, I must give it to him. President Trump did a major thing that nobody even calculated, thought about, and, you know, event that is was not even considered in the news. And I'll tell you that. Leave Lebanon aside. Lebanon needs to be taken care of. Now, leave this aside. In the last weeks, we heard about the clashes that India had with China on the border in Himalaya after the years of agreement since 1975. And China pushed the limits and the territory. Now, they're pushing the limits and the territory also in the West China Sea, where there are countries like Vietnam that are good for you that you're here today. That needs you know, to be free from this obstacle of, you know, to have navigation rights. And all of a sudden, China is there. And what America did, they created, that motion of liberty. And Australia joined forces and England joined forces. Before you know it, you had an alliance. And I called China to back off because they were pushing it too much and it could have got into a major clashes. And what China did, they said they didn't push India aside. So makes you think if China is backing up, it's all Donald Trump and his audacity and his courage to push back when they are pushing the world up. You know, freedom is not something that you can take for granted. It's something that you have to guard. That's a notion that you learn in America very well. That's why they guard it with their life constantly. And they send troops and they send their a beloved one to protect and reach out to the world and keep democracy going. And you know what? It's amazing, amazing. Today is Tu B'Av. It's a celebration of love in Israel. And I want to send our love to America. I want to send our love to President Trump and his beloved wife and first lady. We want you all and his family, of course, Ivanka and Kushner. We are great, you know, they are great and they are working hard. Now, the fact that he made a major move and nobody noticed, they don't notice that this balance of power that he could keep without getting into clashes, actual clashes, that's only a talented man like Donald Trump could do. And I know that you proxies of the Democratic Party in Israel and elsewhere always badmouth him and talk bad about him. But I wish you had some guts that he has. I wish that you have some courage and oversight. And in the whole thing, he kept the peaceful coexistence. And sure enough, China will come to the table. And yes, they need to start liberating Hong Kong from their grip, because that Hong Kong is an economic power that the world likes to play with, and you shouldn't mess with that. If you have a good thing going, don't ruin it. Just keep it up. So we are not having it with China, and Donald Trump did that. And I ask, one of the congressmen to join us next week, God willing. And we're going to talk about this incredible mission that they had in Iraq and how much this amazing country invested so much. 10 years of their time, resources and lives of so many soldiers to protect American life from a regime that were killing 500,000 people a year. You know, Saddam Hussein was not a goody two shoes. 500,000 people were dispersed every year. And you know what more important? In 1998, he had a weapon of mass destruction, and he stopped the inspection. And anybody who said that those chemical weapons were not existing, or those weapon of mass destruction weren't there, they don't know what they're talking about, because we found that Syria had them in 2014. Now we find out that the Lebanon has something, and we don't know what it is. Now this explosion probably came in a good time, because finally the world see that all this terrorist organization, what they're doing and what their intention. So I'm happy that the world is noticing, and I wish the Lebanon people to get back their country. I promised them to help them in the past, and I helped them when I called Syria to get out, and the American people did, Condoleezza Rice did do that, but it's not over yet. Hezbollah is still on the border. And with the court of justice that will conclude that they killed Hariri, we need to start pushing them out. As terrorist organization all over the world needs to be pushed out, we, no matter what. If this is the finish line of what we started so many years ago, let's be it. So we're going to go to a break, and then I'm going to mention something about Israel politics and about the incredible demonstration that we're having every year against Bibi Netanyahu and the claim, to fire him. So let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobeker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today we were talking about the incredible situation in Lebanon, and we have listeners. Mustafa, welcome to the show. Mustafa, are you there? Sweetheart, we are live.
Yes, I'm here. Here.
Okay, wonderful. Now tell me, what do you think about the caller that spoke about the blaming Israel again and again, like they always do?
I'm really sorry for such these guys. They accuse Israel for something which is not real. They have no evidence. They just want to make tension between Israel and its neighbor countries. We want to have a good relationship.
And you're calling from Turkey. It's beautiful. Now, Israeli love Turkey and they love to visit there. And for so many years, we had some a little obstruction. Do you think it's going to happen again? Do you think we can come back and visit you all?
As long as we people both in both countries, Israel and Turkey, try so hard to show our governments that we really love to have a good relationship, lovely friendship with Israeli people.
Thank you. Thank you. We love to visit Turkey, and we have, we really respect your tradition and the way you are. You're in a great country, and I hope you hold the well. All the best. Mustafa, thank you so much, and God will, we'll be back in Turkey in no time to have some good time like we used to, okay?
Okay, I just wanted to say one sentence more, if you let me.
Okay, sure, sir.
Okay, all things that I said was a big lie, because Israel is an infanticide, warmonger, fake regime.
I'm sorry, again? Can you say it again?
Yes. Whatever I said is not true, because Israel is an infanticide, warmonger, fake regime.
Okay, all right. I don't know what you mean by that, but thank you for calling. Kalman, thank you. We are wrapping up this hour, and it's amazing. We had Dr. Kridar on to talk, and you have listeners that try to say something, and then they change their mind. I'm so sorry, but I guess that, you have to decide who your friends are. And we know that we are friends of God. And we want to please God. And I know that India celebrate today a building of a temple. And it's a good thing that she created a new temple, something that she claimed back the land, because they used to go back and, on any holy site and build a mosque. And now they're building something to celebrate their tradition. I wish that, we had the chance also to claim our Temple Mount, our holy site. So, with grace of God, because God gives you when he wants and God takes away when he does. So we don't know what will lead to that. But we are always asking Jordan to concede our holy site. And it's not about conceding in losing action. It's not about dishonoring anything. It's about claiming back. You hold it. You respect it, our holy site, for so long, and we're thankful. You built it when it was ruined. You took it from it was in a bad situation, and you remember that it's holy site, and you build a place on that. Now it's a time to claim it back, and we're claiming it. It's nothing to do against any country or any faith. We just want to have our holy site back, because we do deserve it. Now, in this conclusion of this incredible day, of a day after the devastation that remind us all what the devastation can do, like 75 years ago when somebody claimed, you know, start a war because they were supporting a regime that was really, really bad to the world, killing almost 50 million people. And now we are in the 21st century, hoping that the world will change. But you see the midgets in the on the ground still want to create a war. It's amazing how they never stop. Forces of bad never stop. It's up to us, forces of good, to stand up and do something. And you all in a great country all over the world, we have such a great, amazing countries listening to, and the rest that didn't find me yet, one day they will. But I wish you all the best. I really want to send our love to all our friends around the world and tell them that God is great. And sometimes he creates some situation, devastation, to make us focus of what's really important. You know, when you endanger the whole region, when you destabilize it, you need to act up. And I'm calling all the people of the world to stand up and start claiming back the right to be free in peace. And with this world economy and this coronavirus that always is lingering again and again in the second cycle and ruining our livelihood, it maybe it's the signal to tell us, guys, we're not paying attention, not to the environment, not to each other. We neglected so many people for too long. And the devastation they live in, it's negligence of the world leaders. You know, the United Nations needs to be accountable on this, how it let Lebanon go so bad. And nobody is protecting her. And I know that France is taking responsibility and already sent amazing amount of supply. And thank God for that. But we need all of you to start pushing with understanding that we are here, and Israel, of course, is the Holy Land, so we are supposed to be the custodian for you to come and have a spiritual journey, you know, a great odyssey of rejuvenation and lifehood. And we will do that, you know, every time that we have to close the sky, it's a devastation. But one day soon, it will happen. We'll open the skies, you start coming, and we're going to have a good journey to Jerusalem. This is from Jerusalem with Love. It's all about God's land. It's all about God's ownership of this incredible planet and this beauty, humongous beauty that it gave us. We need to cherish it. We need to create it. We need to make sure that we need to create an environment that our children can live free, happy, and we have to stop teaching war to each other. It's not funny that we need to send children to the army. It's not funny that we have to create a routine of defense mechanism, that, you know, the sirens and alarm, and Hamas did the same thing and started a missile again, and they are holding the soldier and they need to send them back, because we can hold your money, we can hold Hamas accountable, and it's not going to be pretty. Now that the situation in Israel is very bad, and they are asking Bibi Netanyahu to move from, they're trying to oust him from power. I don't know what will happen if we're going to go to another election, if they can succeed in that. It's all in God's hand. And I hope that God will see us through this, like see all the people of the world in this incredible coronavirus. But that balance of harmony needs to be kept on the ocean, in the environment, the pollution we have in China, in California. Come on, guys, you know better than that. This omission of this incredible poison to the air influence all the world. We need to take care of it. And it's not about my climate change thing. It's about this is God's world, and this coronavirus gave us notice that we're not entitled to ruin the world and do whatever we want. This coronavirus show us that one microscopic germ can defect us and can ruin our life for a long time. So let's start looking at ourselves and see if we can change something, or if this world of ours, at least, you know, from the free world, can we be on the same page? Can you let Donald Trump lead the America, the greatest nation of the whole world? Let him lead. And can the Democrats stop acting up like kindergarten kids? It's amazing. And I want to say hi to Zeb that probably listened from England. And I want to congratulate David Gillis, the one that I interviewed a few weeks ago, for winning the primaries of the GOP in Arizona. So congratulations, David. And I hope that we have more friends of ours talking. And next week we'll have probably, God willing, Congressman to talk to you about what's going on from American perspective. It's all in God's time, it's all in God's will, and it's all in the service to God that we're doing so. So be blessed, be good, be good. Ciao, ciao.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Torres from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.